Declan Bonner, Donegal have been defeated here in Clonus today by Monaghan. What are your thoughts after the match?
Listen, here it's been disappointing, Ryan, to be quite honest. You know, Monaghan had a spell midway through the first half when they kicked a number of scores, and I think we're on 7-2 ahead, but we came back. We got the next goal in 2 points, a good goal from Jamie Brennan. We also had another goal or two opportunity that we didn't take, but we came in half time. There was a fair breeze there, came in half time, and you know, we're looking at getting a good start to the second half, which we didn't get, and you know, Monaghan got that early goal, and you know, that was very, very disappointing.
Yeah, it seemed to all go wrong at the start of the second half. It seemed to unravel completely. I think Sean Patton wasn't even in the goal at the start of the second half, and then they got through for a goal after 1 minute, Ryan Wiley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the referee started very, very quickly because some of the players were just coming out onto the park, and so I don't know exactly what had happened there. I know Sean had just gone to the toilet, and when he come back out, the ball would be thrown in. So, but just, yeah, disappointing. Absolutely very, very disappointing. And but still, even at that, I mean, we came back into the second half. We came back to, I think, 3 or 4 points, and we had a lot of opportunities. I think we kicked maybe 8 or 9 whites in that second half, which is very disappointing.
That's the second week in a row that you've conceded a goal straight after the restart. Is it a case of maybe the players switching off a bit and not totally focused going back on the pitch?
Well, that's disappointing. It's something that we talk about, but we normally were a team to start the second half well. We haven't started the second half over the last two games. We conceded goals and against Tyrone and again today, and yeah, that's disappointing, and it's something that we definitely need to look at.
Yeah, because it was a strange game. First half you really had a good go at them. I'm sure you were probably happy at half time even though you were a point down, because your team was playing well and then well in the mix of the game, and yet 5 minutes later, after the second half, you're 5 or 6 points down, and it was a real uphill challenge for them.
Listen, that's the frustrating thing, to be quite honest. And I mean, the stuff that we talk about, I mean, the second half was important, that we started well, that we put them on the back foot early on, and you know, that didn't happen. A number of mistakes, the ball lands in the back of net within 1 minute of the start of the second half, and you know, that's totally frustrating after all the good work. I mean, really 35 minutes of hard work in that first half was basically undone in the first minute in the second half. But still, you know, we didn't react that well to the goal. Monaghan kicked on a couple of scores after that, and we just need to react better to those situations. And again, we did have opportunities, as I said, but our final execution and our final and that final third wasn't just good enough in that last period, you know.
Yeah, 8 wides in the second half probably tells its own story. Some of them not even difficult angles, I suppose. That must be disappointing for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. I mean, you'd expect those to go over the bar, but we didn't. And as I said, 8 wides in the second half, and that's frustrating. There's no doubt about it. But listen, there's a huge match next Sunday, and you know, it's a huge match for both us and Mayo.
Yeah, it's a strange position that you find yourself in. Teams generally with 2 points going into the last weekend don't have a chance, but you do have a chance going in there now. Mayo well beaten by Tyrone today. If you beat them, you stay up.
Listen, it's in our own hands, and we can have no excuses. And I know we're missing a good number of players, and we're hoping some of those will get back on the pitch for next Sunday. But listen, we've got to be better all round. We've got to be more clinical, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that we need to improve on. And again, some lads stood up today. There's no doubt about it. Some of the younger lads are starting to step up, and they're getting a fair bit of game time, which is good for those for the experience of those lads. But we do need, you know, it's good from our point of view to see Lexa Paddy back in the field playing the full game. Frank McGlynn playing most of the game, and you know, as I say, that kind of experience is going to be vital next Sunday for the Smith match.
Yeah. Oran McNeilis, Ryan McHugh, Martin McElhenney there didn't take part today. They're in the stands. What is the story there?
Listen, there's a virus within the camp, and you know, that's. I mean, they were ruled out over the last 48 hours, and you know, we're just. I mean, something similar happened prior to the Dublin match, and so yeah, we're not just getting the rubs at the minute or rub of the green. But listen, some days and sometimes you make your own, and hopefully that they say that maybe next Sunday.
Yeah, and could we see Paul Brennan back for next Sunday, or what's the story with him?
Yeah, possibility. I mean, hopefully that he's going to be back training. He's had an injury, and you know what, he had a reaction to it there about 10 days ago. So we're hopeful that he'll be back training on Tuesday night.
And of course, the big one, Donegal supporters are concerned about, is Patrick McBrady. He hasn't played the last two games now. What's the story with him?
Yeah, I think next Sunday's going to come too soon. It's not. As far as I gather, it's definitely not going to keep him out long term, but I think short term it's going to probably keep him out. And you know, probably the goals are in the 13th of May from Championship, and possibly also Neil McGee. So as I say, that's disappointing, Paddy. In that terms, that second half, you know, you'd expect him would have kicked over a number of scores. But listen, as I say, he's going to get himself ready, and we're delighted that there's no serious damage done, and that he will be back for Championship.
Yeah, in fairness to Jamie Brennan and Niall O'Donnell, in the absence of Paddy McBrady today, really carried the fight in that first half 2 months. ran.
Yeah, they did, no doubt about it. And, you know, when any time we ran at them, Jamie looked very, very dangerous, and also Niall, and both played extremely well. But as I say, the disappointing thing from our point of view was the start of the second half in terms of the concession of the goal, and also our execution, basically, at the very, very end, in terms of kicking it wide, wasn't just good enough to win a match. And you don't do that against any of these Division 1 sides.
Yeah, you have 7 days to get ready now for this crunch game. It's in Ballybuffet. Donegal have a very, very good record there recently. Will that be a boost to you going into that game?
Well, listen, we it's great to have it in McCool Park, and yeah, we hopefully get a big crowd in behind. We know we played Mayo last year in Castlebar, and Mayo turned us over in a very physical match where basically Mayo bullied us, and we've got to be big, we've got to be strong next week, we've got to get huge Donegal support behind us, because we do want to remain Division 1. It's going to be important, and it'd be a great place for these lads to develop. And yeah, it's a winner take all round. It's a huge match, and as I say, all our focus and attention turns to Mayo now.